All right, Nathan Ramsey, let's check in on your guys. Casey Cochran, unfortunately, didn't race today, went down hard in practice. Any lingering damage from him?
Well, to be honest, he's still kind of recovering from Unadilla. Yep. Unfortunately, he had that crash there, got pretty banged up, actually had a little bit of a hairline fracture in his scapula. So that healed up, and then as soon as he was ready to ride, he got sick for about a week.
Okay, yeah.
So he came in here. We knew he wasn't quite ready, and that's not why he crashed today. But ultimately, I just wanted him to get some more experience in racing. He's obviously a rookie. It didn't work out. He had a mishap in the rhythm section. Unfortunately, landed on his hip really hard on the concrete, and just got a big, massive bruise on his hip. So he's going to have to hopefully pull through that as quick as possible. And, you know, the hope would be to get a solid full weekend of riding, and then he'd be good to go for next weekend. But we'll just have to evaluate that as we go.
All right. Malcolm and Craig, some good, some not so good. I saw them both struggle in the sand, which Malcolm's from Florida. That was weird. And then Christian looked like he was fighting it too a little bit there. But overall, how were their days?
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, with a race like this, it's no secret. Everybody knows you get a good start, it's a game changer for you. So we talked about that. Everybody knows how important that is. And, you know, they both pushed hard. Unfortunately, Christian went down in the first moto on the first lap. No, then he's like way, way behind last place. So then he caught up, passed two or three guys, and then got banners in his rear wheel. So he had to pull that out.
I missed that part.
Okay, yeah. So he had a couple things in that first moto. And then, you know, he's still, you know, building realistically with his elbow, and you know, really intense tracks like this kind of get him a little bit as far as hanging on. Malcolm, you know, he pushed hard all day, and he actually drove into the first turn on his side really good both motos, and tried to make something happen. But unfortunately, when he would come around, he'd be around, you know, 10th, 12th, and then just kind of chipped his way. And it's really hard to make up time. Everybody's going fast, you know. It's a tough class, and Malcolm had a lot of really good effort in that second moto, especially. And realistically, he's just missing just that much to be really in the fight. And I think it's just a good start.
Super cool to see Malcolm get fourth, though, at Buds. That was awesome, right? Like, tie his career best. And I think Christian went down again in the second one because he was behind Malcolm. And the next thing I know, he was back there.
He didn't fall. He just kind of had a couple bad laps, lost
oh,
the group.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then couldn't quite find the tempo or the pace anymore. Okay. So, I think they both want more, but are also both, like, realistic about where we're at. If you don't get a good start, it's too hard.
So you used to race, I heard. Not bad, right? You were okay. And then now you're a manager. What's your thoughts on SMX as a whole? You know, two mains, three extra races. More money for teams and riders, but as a whole thing, where are you at?
I love the concept. I think it's a lot on the riders, the teams, to go an extra month. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest downfall. I love tying the series together and then have this massive purse for these guys. I mean, that's why it's so intense, and it's impressive to watch these guys because they're all so good, and for them to push to that level, they always want to win, but, you know, you throw a little extra money on the line and they get a little more excited. So I love the concept. I wish we could still figure out a way to make it end,
Like make it into 29 races or something, right?
You know, and I'm not trying to, I know there's a lot of reasoning behind why it landed where it is. And, it's not my job to figure it out, but if I were to ask for something, I would love to have the month of September to regroup and then get ready for October and November. It makes the off season so tight. And unfortunately, that's what makes donations so hard for these guys. You know, if you have
always going to run into that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you have anything lingering, right?
Yeah.
You need time, you know. And these guys don't have much time. They didn't have much time before.
Yeah.
And now it's even.
Boot camp's
worse.
November 1, right, for these dudes, and then we're in October by the end of this thing. I know I get that sentiment in talking to riders and mechanics, walking to teams and mechanics. They're like, dude, we're burnt. We're done. We need a break. Like, I definitely get that feeling.
Yeah, I joked with our team saying, hey, we're going into the mini off season after Ironman.
Yeah.
One weekend off. But that helped. I mean, it's better than nothing. Yeah. And I got a great crew here. These guys are awesome. They stay positive. They work hard, push hard, try hard. You know, it's all I can ask for. And I'm happy and honored to be a part of it with these guys.
Cool. Thanks, Nate.
Yep.